They say miracles happen when you least expect them. But how often do they involve a mysterious object that no one can explain? Today you'll hear about Anna Maria, a woman whose life was saved by divine intervention when everything seemed lost. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Saint, The Revolution of Padre Pio by José María Zavala. It's a fascinating testimony given by a woman named Anna Maria Gisleri Sala, the widow of Dr. Giuseppe Sala, who was Padre Pio's personal doctor in his last years. Anna Maria, who was in her 90s at the time of sharing her story, attributes her long life to Padre Pio. Without further ado, let's dive into her story. Anna Maria remembers it vividly. It was the summer of 1965, 3 years before Padre Pio's death. She and her husband, Dr. Giuseppe, had traveled to Naples, where Giuseppe was giving a cardiology lecture. Whenever I could, she recalls, I'd join him, even if only for a few hours. His demanding work often kept us apart during the day. After the lecture went on longer than expected, they promptly set out for back home in San Giovanni Rotondo. It was a dark, moonless night. Giuseppe, eager to get home as soon as possible, drove their spacious silver Citroën DS quickly through the narrow winding roads. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a truck appeared on a narrow bend, forcing Giuseppe to swerve violently. In the confusion, the car crashed head-on into a huge harvester. "Have you ever seen a harvester?" Anna Maria asks the journalist. Well, that one was colossal. Due to the sheer force of the impact, the entire transport and storage mechanism, including the cabin, fell onto the right side of the car. The entire right side of the vehicle was crushed, trapping Anna Maria in the passenger seat. What happened next, she recalls as her husband told her. Anna Maria died in the crash. Her husband, a cardiologist, checked her with his stethoscope and, with deep sorrow, confirmed that she wasn't breathing and had no pulse. In front of him lay the bloody corpse of his wife, trapped among a heap of metal. Imagine Giuseppe's pain at that moment. This was Padre Pio's doctor, a surgeon, a man who regularly saved people's lives. And yet, there was nothing he could do. Overcome with grief and frustration, Giuseppe kicked the stones by the roadside and screamed, "Padre Pio, how could you let this happen? You promised me that Anna Maria and I would grow old together with our 7 children. What am I supposed to do now?" As Giuseppe grappled with his unimaginable tragedy, a car approached from the opposite direction. The driver, a fellow countryman, recognized the doctor and pulled over. "What happened, doctor?" the man asked nervously. "She's dead," Giuseppe responded, his voice breaking. "Help me get her out of here. We need to take her to the hospital." As they worked to free Anna Maria's lifeless body from the wreckage, Giuseppe noticed something strange. "My husband noticed a small object shining on my chest in the dark," Anna Maria recalls. "He moved closer to get a better look, and realized it was a little blue medal. But then, just as they pulled her from the car, Anna Maria let out a faint groan. She was alive. They rushed her to the hospital, where the doctors warned that she likely wouldn't survive the night. But she did. They performed emergency surgery on me, she recalled. And I spent 4 whole days unable to speak during my recovery. Finally, I was able to ask my husband, Giuseppe, where are my medals? Giuseppe handed them over, but immediately apologized because the little blue medal, the one he had seen glowing, was missing. Confused, Anna Maria asked, blue medal? I never had a blue medal. But Giuseppe insisted, it was from Our Lady of Lourdes. I saw it, I swear. You were wearing it along with the others. When she had fully recovered, Giuseppe made a pilgrimage to visit Padre Pio to thank him for saving Anna Maria's life. He was convinced that it was through Padre Pio's intercession that she had been spared. But Padre Pio, with characteristic humility, simply said, I had nothing to do with it. It was the Virgin of Lourdes. End of story. Now, I have recently encountered a powerful reflection on suffering by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira, which offers a unique perspective on the miracles of Lourdes. Professor Oliveira begins by describing how Lourdes reveals 2 different attitudes of divine providence towards human suffering. He writes, "The first is more sensational and thus catches our attention more. It is when Our Lady, as a compassionate mother, heals the sick and lame, and thus proves the veracity of the faith. This, in turn, shows her mercy for wayward souls, by giving them a strong motive to convert." However, Oliveira points to a second, often overlooked aspect of Lourdes, that many pilgrims leave uncured. He asks, why would Our Lady heal some, but not others? To answer this, we must first understand the value of suffering. Oliveira explains that for many souls, suffering becomes a path to holiness. Suffering and spiritual trials are the very means of most souls' sanctification. These are necessary because most souls only develop detachment and love for God through suffering. Saint Francis de Sales expressed this well when he called suffering the 8th sacrament. So, Oliveira, like Padre Pio, reminds us that suffering is often a path to sanctification. This is the immense value of suffering. With this in mind, he concludes, Our Lady realizes that suffering is indispensable for the salvation of souls. She would endanger their eternal destiny if she were to cure everyone who visited Lourdes. Furthermore, she does something even greater for those who she does not cure. She gives them such an acceptance of their condition that I have never heard of someone who returned from Lourdes embittered because he was not cured. Rather, the uncured return with a great resignation and are utterly satisfied with their trip. Many arrive and, seeing others more needy than themselves, ask Our Lady to cure these unfortunate ones rather than themselves. And often their prayers are answered. Bear in mind, these are not people with minor illnesses. No one travels to Lourdes because of a cold. Rather, they are seriously sick and willingly suffer for the benefit of others. This is a true miracle that directly confronts human selfishness. It is a greater miracle than the cures that take place. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you are invited to enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.